And right now we're going to the phone lines where we are joined by Pastor Paul Guidry. He is from the Bridge Metro West Church in Natick, Massachusetts. Going to the East Coast for our morning munch this morning. Pastor Paul, welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good.
Good to be in your house today.
We are good. So how are you guys doing in Massachusetts? Now, did you get any of that nor'easter and all that snow and stuff?
We did. We got, I don't know which one you're talking about. We've had a few storms, but we had about 16 inches of snow a couple weeks ago. And then on Christmas Day, we had another nor'easter, which was wind and rain, and it took out all the snow. So all the work that we did to clear the snow turned out to be entirely unnecessary. It's actually been a bit warmer than normal lately.
A little
chilly this morning, though.
Yeah, so there you go. If you just waited a couple of weeks, it all would have just gone away for you.
Right.
We're glad to have you join us this morning and share the Word of God with us. So we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
All right. Well, you know, I'm sure you've heard this before, but you know, asking a pastor or anybody who loves the Word of God to share a devotional in 3 to 5 minutes is a feat of, it's really, we're talking about the miraculous is about to happen right here, live on radio. And we're going to do it. We're going to make it happen. So one of my favorite passages of scripture, for people that know me, it becomes a joke because almost anything that I'm reading in that moment is a favorite passage of scripture. But it's Genesis 17:1. I love the book of Genesis. I can tie almost anything in Scripture back, even to the first five chapters of Genesis. It's so foundational to our faith, more than what people realize. But it's powerful, powerful, powerful book. Genesis 17:1 says this: when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless." Why is this one of my favorite passages of Scripture? Well, let me tell you. When we talk about what Christ did on the cross and why he came and why he came to walk, you know, the Word became flesh and walked among us, and he made a way where there is no way. He provided a way to be reconciled back to the Father. The cross is at the center of everything, who we are and what we do. But he did not come to lure us into a system of behavior modification. See, in the garden in Genesis, when after the fall, we hid from the presence of God. And when we talk about, every time you see the word "before me" in Scripture in Hebrew, in the Old Testament, it is typically this word "pena," which literally means the skin of the face. So when you look at what God is asking Abram to do, he's saying, "I am God Almighty, walk toward my face and be blameless." Why? Because in the garden, we hid from the presence of God. The word "presence" is that same word for the skin of the face. We literally hid from his face. When he came to have fellowship with mankind, from the beginning, we hid from his face. The first commandment instructs us to have no other gods before him. Again, it's that word "pena." It's the skin of the face. He's saying, don't hold anything between your face and mine. In the beginning, all God wanted was a family. And let me tell you, at the end, that is what he's going to get. But we're always holding something between us and him. But we don't have to. So what are the things that you're holding between your face and his today? Is it difficulty? Is it fear? Is it circumstances? Is it pain? Is it your history? Let me tell you, God is asking you, just like he asked Abram at 99 years old. If he's asking Abram at 99 years old, it is not too late for you. He's saying, walk to my face. Walk in the same manner that I taught you to walk. And my nature will overtake your nature. Not because of anything that you can do. You can't work your way into this thing. But his nature will overtake yours and transform you from one level of glory to another level of glory. When you sense his presence, run toward him. There is no shame. Romans 8:1, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. When you feel a lack of his presence, run toward him. There is no shame. He is faithful and just to forgive. His kindness will lead you to repentance, to turn toward him. And again, his nature will overtake your nature, and you will be blameless, not because of anything you did, but because you are righteous by faith, not by works. So I just want to pray for you guys for just a moment and then share a little bit about who we are.
All right. Go ahead and pray, Pastor.
God, I pray now in the name of Jesus, God, and from that sacred space of your name right now, for anyone within the sound of this station today, God, that hope would rise again, Lord, that there would be a confidence that would spark in the hearts of each one, that it doesn't matter what happened last night, it doesn't matter what we did last week, God, that there's no condemnation for those who say yes to you, Jesus, right here, right now, and that we can turn fully into your wonderful face, and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of your glory and grace. So, Lord, would you reveal your love to us now? And would you cause the light of your face to shine upon us in such a way that anything else that we're holding between us and you would become so insignificant that all we want to do is run to the Father through Christ Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Pastor Paul Guidry joining us from the Bridge Metro West Church in Natick, Massachusetts. And
you can say Natick. Most people do. And we're just outside of Boston. We just celebrated our, I think, 16 years. We love God. I always say if we had a tagline that we really like, we would say we really believe this stuff. We believe the whole Bible, and we want to go after God. We want to go after people. We want to be a hope and a light to our community. We want to bring transformation to community. Our idea of revival isn't everybody coming to our great meetings. It's actually bringing the kingdom of God into our communities, into our cities, into our, you know, even our non-government organizations. We want to be part of the solution. We just love being a part of the community. You can find us at bridgemetrowest.com. We have a Bridge Metro West Facebook. We have a Bridge Metro West app. We have the Bridge Fam Online group, which is our online campus on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, and you can even follow me if you want. I don't know if I recommend that, but you can follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Paul David Guidry, G-U-I-D-R-Y. And I've been avoiding social media, you know, the last few months. I mean, I get on it a little bit, but social media, it's a weird thing.
Yeah, sometimes you need a little break from that.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you got to take a little break. You know, I got people that put things out there for me, but I do engage with people, and it's such a great tool and a way to connect with people. It's amazing. That's how I connect with my family.
Well, Pastor, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us this morning, and we appreciate the word you brought. It's a great word for us this morning, so we really thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Love you, guys. Love Ohio. Come on.
There you go.
Let's go. Walk toward the face. Watch what he does.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Pastor, thanks again. God bless, brother. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.